Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Jeff from Issaquah is. Jeff, are you there?
I am here.
Good morning, Jeff. Steve, remove yourself from the studio, please.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Jeff has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Which award is depicted by a gold-plated gramophone?
The Grammys?
Correct. On which continent will you find emperor penguins?
Antarctica?
Yes. Who are the 2025 NBA champions?
OKC?
Yes. In Disney's Cinderella, what evil name does the cat have?
Pass.
In which South American country will you find the Hand of the Desert sculpture?
Pass.
What is the largest number on a standard roulette wheel?
40?
No.
39?
No.
Pass.
Angus Young is the famous lead guitar player for what band?
Pass.
In what city did gangster Al Capone operate?
Atlanta?
No.
Boston?
No.
New York City?
No. What do you call a triangle with no equal sides and no equal angles?
Oh, man.
You got 3 correct. Jeff started out very strong there.
Started out good, yeah.
Monday.
It is Monday.
Fell off.
Steve is back.
Yes.
We don't know if he's had enough coffee.
I'm on my first cup. So I'm slacking.
That could be problematic. Yes. But are you ready?
Yeah, Daddy, let's go.
Which award is depicted by a gold-plated gramophone?
A Grammy?
Yes.
Okay.
On which continent will you find emperor penguins?
Ooh, Antarctica.
Correct. Who are the 2025 NBA champions?
Not going to say. Okay. I want to win, so. The Oklahoma City Thunder.
They are. In Disney's Cinderella, what evil name does the cat have?
Evil cat?
Nope.
Puss in Boots?
No.
Heathcliff?
No. In which South American country will you find the Hand of the Desert sculpture?
The Peru?
No.
Argentina?
No.
I don't know many South American countries. Brazil?
No. What is the largest number on a standard roulette wheel?
99.
No.
69?
No.
55.
No. Angus Young is the famous lead guitar player for what band?
Yo, just because you play roulette, Danny, don't need to shame me here. AC/DC.
Yes. In what city did gangster Al Capone operate?
Chicago.
That's right. What do you call a triangle with no equal sides and no equal angles?
99?
No.
Obtuse?
No.
Isosceles.
No.
I don't know.
Steve, you got 5 correct. Oy. And guess what? That is a win. 5-3.
Good job.
Sorry, Jeff.
Tough one, man. Tough questions.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
In Disney's Cinderella, the evil name of the cat, Lucifer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good one.
The South American country home to the Hand of the Desert sculpture is Chile.
Chile.
The largest number on a standard roulette wheel is?
36.
36.
Is it?
Yeah.
And a triangle with
69.
No equal sides and no equal angles is a scalene triangle.
Oh, yeah. I would never have gotten that one right.
Hey, but you know what? They were a little tough, but you still did good. You pulled out a win.
All that matters is I knew enough to get a W.
Good for you, Steve. We've got the new I Beat Mig shirt available in the Rock Shop. You can score your very own by doing a little shopping at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
I went to martial arts with Barrett. He's been doing taekwondo. It's called Little Tigers. You know, it's all 4, 5, 6-year-olds, that kind of thing.
Do they have a little tiger on the back of their gi?
No, they have just like the martial arts logo on the back of it, like the USTA logo.
Oh, that's no fun.
Ugh, we should get tigers.
I watch Cobra Kai way too much. I want to see like logos and like a tiger just like biting another child or something like that.
We'll work on that. I'll put that in the suggestion box.
I know a guy. He can make it happen.
So he's a senior white belt now, which is the white belt with the black stripe in it. Mm-hmm. But then you also earn these like little taped stripes on the ends of the belt for doing different things. So yesterday he earned his yellow stripe, and that is for like basically like behavior at home. Because he's been doing a really good job behaving at home. So we filled out the form.
Wait, does the sensei live with you now?
No.
How did I know that?
You fill it out and the parent signs it. It says like, you know, how do they do with talking back? How do they do with, you know, following instructions? How do they do with,
I'd be so torn. I think I would lie just to keep getting my child some more yellow stripes.
Oh, it's funny. So I actually go through the list with Brad because he is the way more honest one than I am. Like, I'm with you. I'm like, no, he's doing great. He's just a perfect child at home. And Brad's like, really? The options are always sometimes and never. And Brad was like, let's go with sometimes on that one. Let's go with never on
See,
that one.
Brad sounds like my wife, Sid, in a sense. Like, she would be honest to a fault with those kind of things and say, you know, yeah, Tatum could be better. Whereas I'm just like, no, Tatum's perfect at home. I don't know what you're asking, sensei.
So we were very honest because of Brad's feedback, but he got his yellow stripe yesterday and he just looked up at me and had this like look of pride, and I just got the lump in my throat and started to lose it, and I'm like, pull it together, Mom. Just a little wimp.
No, it's a cool moment, though. You're watching your child grow. You're watching him achieve something. I can understand that.
Well, no one else was crying. It was just me.
Oh, so were you crying in front of other parents?
Well, yeah, there's a handful of other parents in there.
Because I definitely am that guy. Like, but thankfully, whenever she does her like ballet recitals and, you know, all of a sudden you start hearing someone else sniffle because their kid did something adorable, then it just like triggers you to start sniffling. So I'm just like, oh, this is, thank God the lights are off, because otherwise people will be seeing me and just tearing up.
Oh, yeah. Well, the lights are definitely all on at Taekwondo, and I was definitely like trying to hold it together, shoulder shaking a little bit.
So how much longer until he becomes a yellow belt?
So the next time he tests, he will get to test. I think it's yellow belt is the next belt.
Yeah.
You know everything. I know nothing. So he will get to test. I think they have to earn they have to earn 4 of these taped stripes on their belt, and then they can go in and do testing for the next belt. So I think it'll be about maybe a month from now-ish that he'll get to test for his next belt, and I'm very excited.
Oh, I can't even imagine what the emotions will be like once he gets the yellow belt. That's a big deal.
It's a huge deal, and I think it really is paying off at home, and just how he listens so much better than he did. He's been doing this since February, and I'm very happy. And he's starting kindergarten in 3 weeks, Steve. I am a hot mess.
Dude, I know. Right now we're in the talks of like the preschool type of stuff, and and that's just like been stressful beyond all belief, because it's just like, you know, you've just been so used to having your kid around the house all the time, and one of us at some point is always with her, you know, it's or grandma, but like, you know, we've never had a babysitter, never had a nanny, and then all of a sudden now you just be like, here, random person that, you know, we believe is a good person, you now are in control of our child for a few hours a day.
Best wishes.
Yeah.
Well, and we've been a part of that Dolly Parton Imagination Library for so long, and I think it was yesterday. I think this is the last book, because when you turn 5, you no longer get a book from Dolly anymore.
Mm.
It's just the first 5 years of life, they send you one book a month. So we got
the last book yesterday,
and it's basically a book about kindergarten and being ready for kindergarten. So we're reading that in bed last night, and I'm losing it again.
I didn't know that there was an age cutoff because we signed up for the Dolly Parton thing, and if I had known, I would have made my daughter younger so we could get books for a longer period of time, because I'm like, man, we're only going to, because she turns 5 in December. So, and we just recently started that.
I know. I can't believe Tatum's almost
five. It's insane. So I'm thinking about maybe just creating a fake child
to
get more books from
Dollywood. You should register DJ.
The dog. Yeah. Yes. They don't need to know.
They don't need to. They'll never know. And Dolly probably loves animals.
I remember the most recent time, I had that moment at home where I was just like busting into Waterworks. And it was just like, it's so funny how like having a kid just triggers these things. And you're just like, what the hell happened to you, man?
Like we used to be so edgy and cool.
I mean, no. At least I didn't cry over stupid stuff as much as I do now. But I remember like Tatum looked at me and goes, Daddy, can I do a puppet show for you? And I was just like, oh, no. No, I didn't say no because it brought back like these emotions from when I was a kid. Yeah. And like, you know, my dad and my grandpa hated when I did puppet shows. So they would just tell me to shut up and go into my room. So then all of a sudden, here's my daughter saying, hey, I want to do something that I used to do as a kid that I got shut down. And I'm like, well, I ain't going to shut her down. I want to watch this. But it kind of made me remember like how much it sucked being a kid and being told basically what you want to do for somebody they don't want to even have anything to do with because it's just like that was just the household I grew up in. And now all of a sudden I'm witnessing my child kind of having that same kind of silly, creative, entertainer spark that I had when I was a kid. And I'm like, I ain't shutting this down. I don't care how bad this puppet show is. I'm going to enjoy every second of it. And it was terrible. But I loved every second of that puppet show. Don't play with this audio.
The Daily Migs Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
Say hello to our contestant. It is Bob from Puyallup. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
We're ready to spin this wheel and see if you are playing with Migs or me.
All right, where will the wheel land? Let's find out. T-Dog.
All right, Bob, are you ready to do this?
Yep.
Here is your clip.
Nice.
Sublime.
Do you know
Santeria, but close enough. We'll take it.
Yeah, pronunciation does not matter in the game with no integrity.
Not when it comes to yours truly, because I mispronounce everything.
Nice job, Bob. All right, Danny. I'm all fired up. I'm ready for my clip. Let's hear it.
We can live beside the ocean.
That is, it's the name of a town, right? Santa Monica by Everclear. We can live beside the
ocean. Nice call. Oh, thank you very much.
The Daily Migs Show.
The Toronto Star asked a couple of music writers to pick what they think would be the worst songs from the 90s. And I think we need to go through this list and see if we agree with these writers or disagree with these writers.
Okay, and this is no particular order. They just had different writers gave their suggestions for what they thought were the worst from the 90s. And it kind of does run the gamut of all genres. So you ready for the first one?
I can't wait.
I'll be shocked if anybody liked this song, but let's find out. If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Sarah's giving a heads. Danny's kind of grooving to it, though.
Only because it's, as Taryn would say, a toe tapper by default. But it's really not that great.
It's the BPMs and the bass.
Yeah.
All this makes me think of, and it's Cotton Eye Joe by what, Rednecks?
Sure, yeah. If you say so.
Did you ever go to Seattle Thunderbirds games back when they were at the Key Arena or Mercer Arena?
Of course.
And I think it maybe even happened at Showare for a minute. There was a guy, whenever they would bust into this song, usually in the third period, he would get so fired up that he'd start dancing the aisles and do like a Cotton Eye Joe dance.
The
like,
kicks.
Yeah, he'd start kicking. But it would always end with him taking his shirt off, swinging his shirt, and the place would go nuts, and they would kick him out.
What? Yeah.
So it was like he always would wait towards the end of the game, I think, to do it so he wouldn't get kicked out. But it was like that was the entire thing, was just him doing this whole thing. And you're like, well, okay, eventually he's going to get kicked out. I'm just waiting for that moment. It was always awesome.
Well, to me, that makes that song a legendary song of the 90s.
So that's part of why I could tolerate that song. It's just because I think about the Thunderbirds.
Oh, yeah.
All right, this one I think we're going to... This might bring back some memories of San Diego.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
Danny, I don't think you were with us this night because you were trying to be responsible and get a good night's sleep because you were you were helping run things at the radio convention.
Yeah.
We end up at this place which had, first of all, any place that has fake grass as part of the inside decor, I want to go to. Like, I'm like, I feel like I'm outside even though we're inside.
Yeah.
Really classed the place up.
So then part of it that was like kind of like a sports theme. Then the other part was a karaoke bar.
Yep.
And the karaoke was weird.
Fun fact, my mom at the wedding that we went to this weekend was trying to tell the kids to go do the floss dance. But she kept saying, go do the thong dance, everyone. Loud. And the whole wedding party was looking at her like, what are you talking about? You're telling these kids to go do the thong dance. And she's like, no, I mean the floss.
And then everyone pulls Danny aside, like, we're going to have to kick your mom out.
Yeah. No, well, that's fair.
It's kidding.
She had one margarita, guys.
Dude, the visual, though, I wish you were there. I wish I got video of these two watching this guy serenade him with this terrible song. And I sat through the entire song because I was like, once it ended, though, I think I looked at both and I go, we need to leave.
You're done.
Because this guy thinks there's blood in the water. And all right, here's another one of the worst songs from the 90s.
Yeah. No,
Blasphemy.
Agreed. Yeah. They should really just get rid of Pearl Jam altogether.
Okay.
I mean, I had this album. I was all about it.
Did you really?
And it's back, baby.
Oh,
Creed is back.
I'm now part of the Creed Resurgence fan club. Like, I did not care about Creed, mainly because I am a Pearl Jam fan. I was like, screw those guys. Yeah. I want to see these guys. I've seen them live before, and they were never bad. But I want to see them so bad so I could bring a group of friends who could all hold each other when they sing One Last Breath and just, like, belt it out. I know a few of my friends are totally down for this, too. I bet you're in.
I'm in.
That's a good one. All right, you want to do one more?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. So I'd say three of the four I agree with.
Yeah. I mean, I could go the rest of my life not hearing this song.
I was obsessed with this song when I was like three.
Did you have a mullet?
No, I wanted one. I don't know. My mom was a country, like a 90s country person, so she would always just, and I was like 3 years old, just grooving to this. I don't like it now.
Country Danny.
The Daily Migs Show.
The Beastie Boys are going viral because they revealed on Conan O'Brien's podcast that the gold record they received for Paul's Boutique was not actually their album. There's a different record inside altogether. So here they are chatting with Conan about this.
So we were at our studio here in California, And I was smoking the pot. This was a long time ago.
I would also just love to get stoned with the Beastie Boys and just listen to their stories.
Absolutely.
I mean, they have so many stories from the very beginning all the way to sadly no longer be able to perform because one of the members is no longer with us. But that would just be crazy.
This was a long time ago.
Oh, God.
And we had...
trying to discourage kids from doing this.
We had a gold record on the wall. It was our record, Paul's Boutique. And I was looking at it, and I could see it has our label, and I could see that it has, you know, whatever, like 9 songs on the one side. And I was looking at the actual gold record. It only had 4 songs on it. And I was like, wait, you guys. And so we opened it.
Yep.
And we put the record on a record player. And
a gold record.
Well, broke the glass.
Broke it open.
Broke the glass and took the record out of the thing.
And it was somebody doing like piano versions of like Barry Manilow, like Feelings and just some other.
So when someone just has a gold record, they just take any record?
Apparently.
That's awesome.
I want more people to test this situation.
It would be pretty fun to just like find all the gold records that you could get your hands on, take them out, and just see if any of them are the actual record.
That just seems so strange to me that they would put it all together like that without that much intention. You know what I mean?
They're probably just like, whatever, just spray paint any record.
They'll never know.
The Beastie Boys are never going to check, not realizing that they're stoned and they're hyper-focused on the fact that there's not as many tracks on that gold record as there are on their actual album.
Mm.
That Paul's Boutique record, when you think about it, though, that wouldn't even they couldn't even put that record out now.
Oh, no.
Because of the number of samples.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There's like over, I think they say it contains anywhere from 100 to 300 samples. And, you know, back in the day, it was the Wild Wild West. You didn't have to worry about getting clearance from Johnny Cash or from, like, these different disco bands or the Beatles. Like, they were using everybody's drum loops and horn sections and making all these songs with that. I think even one song has 25 samples in it. To get that kind of clearance financially, you couldn't afford to pull that off.
Well, then you'd make no money off of that song at all.
Right. That's such a great record.
It really is.
Remember, what was it? Hey, Ladies.
Oh.
I feel like Sarah would get down to this one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's already feeling it. That was such a weird record, though, the entire time. I'm like, when I was a teenager and I heard this record, I'm like, I don't even know what the hell they're making reference to, like 90% of the time. They're like these weird pop culture references. I'm like, oh, that turns out to be like a famous baseball player from Japan. I'm like, I had no idea.
I recently watched it. I think it was they did the big interview. It was Ad Rock and his, I don't know if they're married. Yeah, they've got to be married. Kathleen Hanna from Bikini Kill.
Yeah.
They're together. And they did the big interview and it was so fantastic. To your point, he seems like the kind of guy I'd want to smoke some doobies with.
Smoke some doobies.
Hear him
tell some stories about the Beasties. It'd be pretty sweet.
Oh, absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Known to let the beat drop.
The Daily Migs Show.
The music website Ultimate Classic Rock put together a list of the top soft rock songs of all time. So,
are you much of a soft rock fan? Okay, that answers that question.
What do you think, Steve?
I don't know if maybe sometimes in like, you know, on the weekend when you have 30 billion people coming over to your place, like maybe you're listening to some soft rock.
I mean, I can get down with soft rock, but it's not usually in my, you know, rotating. I can get down with a softer rock song, but I prefer a little more beats per minute. But let's see what made the top 5 on this list. Here is number 1.
Now there you go again, you say you want your freedom.
I'm kind of down with this one only because of that the commercial with the dude on the skateboard
drinking the cranberry juice. Yeah.
That's right. That made me like this song because I was like, oh man, this does feel like summer.
I mean, this song had an absolute resurgence because of that guy.
Oh yeah, I mean they owe him all the money.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know how much.
Dreams.
I mean, when they got like a billion streams, they owe him at least $15.
At least.
I think that's how much it equates to, right?
Yes. And number 2 on the list of the top soft rock songs of all time, according to Ultimate Classic Rock.
How deep is your love?
I immediately thought of Steve with this one because I know he's like the biggest Bee Gees fan of all time.
In the room, definitely the biggest Bee Gees fan. Amongst other Bee Gees fans, I don't even rate because I only like I Started a Joke. I like this song and Staying Alive. That's about as far as my Bee Gees fandom goes. But when I rock with the Bee Gees, I rock with the Bee Gees.
Oh, yeah. Number three on Ultimate Classic
They're more
Classic
than just
Rock's
a disco band, guys.
You're right.
They are they? More, yes.
Number three on Ultimate Classic Rock's list of the top soft rock songs. Summer breeze.
So now, there is a hard rock vibe to it. I have an excuse to this. I tolerate this song now because I love the cover that was once done by Brooklyn's own Typo Negative, and they covered this song. And I know you're not going to like it.
I love every cover that Typo did.
How do you like this song, but you don't like Sound of Silence by Disturbed?
Because this kicks ass.
Okay. Gotcha.
Drums.
I cannot wait to watch Steve Miggs react to what is number four on the list of top soft rock songs of all time.
Now, see, with this one, I'm kidding. A Girl Touched Me for the first time because of this song. Well, I mean, Peter Frampton did perform in Plattsburgh, New York, and that was kind of cool.
He also had the best hair. I loved Peter Frampton's hair when he had hair.
It's all right.
Ultimate Classic Rock, number five of the top soft rock songs of all time.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
I could never embrace James Taylor. I promise you that.
I also don't believe you on this one either, so I don't know why you're apologizing. There's a lot of judgment coming from this side of the room because both of you are just...
beaming?
Yeah. I do respect that he eventually embraced going bald and he shaved his head.
You're in that brotherhood together.
See, I did look at this list, though, and what came in at number 40 is... I'm going to get crucified by both Danny and Sarah, but I feel like this should have been higher on the list. More than
is all you have to do to make it real. Then you wouldn't have to.
This was extreme. They were heavy. And then they just blew our minds with this beautiful song.
Wait, did they play here yet? Or are they getting ready to play here?
I don't know. I keep hearing the commercials, but I have no idea. They're playing with Living Color. I know that much. At Emerald Queen Casino. I refuse.
It has a soft spot.
I'm okay with certain soft rock songs, but I will not embrace soft rock as a format.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.